look at what the language says right now, because that's what got us into the fixed rhythm. And, you know, maybe a couple of concepts, and I'm not saying that, you know, everybody agrees with this, or even all of my constituents agree with it, but what if we, you know, looking at ease, what if we forced all products that are in the eight categories of products to have state approval? I mean, what if we did that? Does that alleviate the burden on local jurisdictions? Does that give them more confidence in the process, more confidence in those products? And I'm saying that the state approval system needs, you know, proper staffing and resources and all that good stuff, all right?
That's the subject for the next
meeting. And, well, I'm just laying out a couple ideas here, okay, to get us out of this, we're in this rut, I think. And then, at the local level, to identify that those products in those categories that have state approval, those are handled through the plans review and inspection process. That's as simple as you can say. Because when people put in permit applications, plan review has to make sure that that product is being used within its limitations, you know, as you described. For those products in those categories that do not have state approval, and you may have those products, new innovative products, new entrants into the markets, those products would be approved for that project through a section of the code that's there right now, 103.7, alternate means and methods. And that would be up to local jurisdiction. What do you do now? You're asking for all the technical information that you need. And you know what to ask for. To me, that is like the absolute simplest thing to do. You know, force us all through the state approval process, staff that thing properly so that people are not waiting endlessly, you know, for their reports, or making sure that the technical rigorousness is there at the state level so that everybody can, you know, everybody's processing is feeling confident in what those things say. I mean, if you wanted to talk about ripping up the rule right now on local approval, you know, that to me is the simplest thing that you could possibly do.
Okay.
Said my piece.
Thank you. Dennis?
Well, I have a little bit different take. While I agree that the reference to 9B72 needs to be out there, you're just creating another circle, right back to the same point. I do not agree that all those products have to be forced through the state, and that's the only way we're going to come in. An example is curtain wall systems and storefront. Right now, we're forcing them to go through a state system, this product approval system, even though the majority of those systems are done through shop drawing. You shouldn't have to be doing it. I mean, they're done specifically for a project, and yet we're requiring them to go through this entire system. So I think there's plenty of examples out there of products that need a different alternative to deal with. I think coming back to I think it's the plan review and inspection is the way to begin. You had it originally up there for state approval or local approvals. I think that's the way to do it. The only comment I had before was
you can
to say
keep
that
it,
instead of
no, I'm not doing the damn
you
said for the meeting.
And it's interpreted that all of the things that just have commas, you have to do every one of those unless it says four. Comma used to mean that they're separated, but under the interpretations we've been getting under this system, it's not being done at point. So I think we clear that, clarify to say four, but I don't think we can add on to two constantly.
All right, let me ask you a question. Could you say inspection, plan review inspection, or state approval, or local approval in accordance with 1972? Because that's what the local approval requirements are.
If you go back and
get it that way,
if you're going to fix
then you still
one
have
seven
what you're done making something automatically bad.
Yeah, I just think that if we're very careful about I know we're doing this trying to go this way. We don't put them right back in the same situation where they're having to go back and redo this rule every single So either we're gonna simplify it, or we're gonna keep it so complicated and more confusing. And that's where we are. We've got a few jurisdictions that are doing the rest of it, but just knowing, we don't understand.
All right, you have your hand, Billy, if you want to say. I've got you on the list here, don't worry.
Hi, I'm Samantha, I'm a planning center in the city of West Palm Beach. So we've always reviewed all the test reports, and we have made a very diligent effort to be in full compliance with the rule. The problem that I have is that the way it's been interpreted within my department is that even if Dade County NOA requires a Florida State Guide approval. So now for every Dade County NOA that comes through, meets the design pressures, I still have to deny the plans if they don't have state approval. Or then we have them apply for a local private approval, which is a time-consuming paperwork process that really doesn't serve anybody any good.
Okay. Carrie, you're next.
My first comment is a grammatical one. Responsibilities can't verify products, so you need to reword that sentence.
Yeah, that's just a concept. We know it relates back to local products. I mean, the product approval, but it's a concept.
My second comment is just, I don't know why this is so difficult. I mean, the OAF has been already outlined, you know, really very agreeable fixes to this rule. And much of industry is in agreement with that. And I think if we just stick to that and try to work through that, we get out of here a lot sooner than trying to recreate the wheel all over again. I mean, they've identified some real problems, and we just need to try to go through them and see where everybody is. We keep getting off on other things and spending a lot of time on concepts when we've already actually got some concrete things to look at.
Okay. CJ, you had your hand up earlier too, or you?
Yeah, Jeff, I had some comments. I would like to concur with Lorraine. I do agree her process would work better. I don't know if we can get into that much of a change, you know, rule change, a legislative change to require state approval for the seven categories of products, and then the local part of it would just be a verification for the limitations of use on those state approvals. That would be the easiest way for building departments to work out, manufacturing industry to feel that same way. But to get back on this, to try to work on what we have, mixed through the rule, sometimes in local approval is the word verification, sometimes it's the word validation. I would really like to see that cleaned up, preferably to always use the word verify instead of validate, so that there's been a lot of debate on validating is the technical review, verifying is the administrative review. I think a lot of building people would feel more comfortable if we're just doing administrative verification, not a technical validation. That would be helpful. And the other concern I have is some of the way we're talking today about plan review and inspection. Sometimes you say and plan review and inspection, sometimes we're using commas, we're using or. I'm not quite sure, but some of the way I read 553.842 is it says and, which implies a closing control. That the plan reviewer is licensed to review for if it's a structural inspector for the structural compliance of the product, and the inspector is just supposed to verify that the product is installed per the way it was approved by the plans examiner, not the inspector doing the verification that the structural compliance of the code. So when we separate the end out there, I don't know if we necessarily comply with the intent of the statute.
Okay. All right. Anybody else before we go back to the group here? All right. Dale, you heard some comments. I would ask you to Dale and Ron, you go towards the comments here.
Let me suggest that after plan review, we take out the end and put in a comma. Or state approval number, or local approval in accordance with 9072. That was what Steve wants in there, referenced in 9072, and adds in what Dennis was talking about with respect to being able to use any and all of the items.
Would you take out above?
Take rule with the building code.
Through,
there you go.
we should put plan review, but I don't think they have to put in a set of plans for us to review their product. If we just look and, I guess you could certify the calculations and so forth. I don't think we should get involved with that.
I don't disagree with what you're saying. I'm just saying that there is, that you have to, we have to provide the opening for that. I mean, you can't sort of shut that review out. I mean, I don't disagree with what you're saying. You have the opportunity to use one or the other, or both, or, or to not use it, just use state approval and check the inspector. We keep reading this in different ways all day long. I mean, we understand the concept of what we're trying to say here, and everybody agrees on this. Let's move on and take care of the other items.
All right, back on this concept here. George?
For clarity, I recommend just taking out the word responsibilities.
What you're trying to say, for local product, is what you're trying to say, right? They don't have the word responsibility.
Well, I have to say local jurisdictions verify. Take out with respect to.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. I think the else introduction is not ever intended to be part of the language. It's really just to show us where the word local. Local jurisdiction verify the process by the code of expansion inspection, third group number, or local school report of rule 972. All right. Any other clarification or discussion from members? Craig.
You've got four different items on there: plan review, inspection, state approval, number, local approval. Those are, some of those can be interrelated. So how precise you want to get with this language right at this point in time.
Dale, why don't you explain the concept?
Well, the intention was,
I mean, you have,
that
you
we
have,
all understand that we could all use one or all of those.
Right.
Why?
The intention here is simply for this work group to understand what the local jurisdiction does. And they can do it by any number of those items, or none, or one.
I think it covers what you're concerned.
I think it does. I think it does. Let's play it.
Let me just,
I'm just asking how precise we want to get here with this language.
Well, I don't know. We need to be precise with the language. To say here, the concept.
All right.
The idea was to lay a base to be able to work on everything else.
Yeah.
We knew if we understood what the local jurisdiction did, which is, that's what that's saying, that's what we do. How we do that is another issue, but as long as we know what we do, then we can move on to these other items.
So I'm going to ask members who can give this a four. You can rank this proposal four, raise your hands. Okay, if you would briefly state your what your reservation is, we'll move on to the next issue. Capture this in your lesson.
I'm trying to understand what the actual wording says, and I still think it's confusing plan review and inspection with the product approval.
Your concern is that it's not clear how this works.
Yes, in my opinion, the last revision went back to where it was when I revised it before.
Does that work for you? So you can at least get on board with the concept, Steve?
Well,
yeah, and this isn't going into the rule.
I know.
I'm not submitting that. I'm just saying that.
No, but so many times, some of the things that we do here. get this.
This will be presented as a concept to the commission for review. And these are the ideas, and the actual way that gets, you know, zapped from later will have to be done with additional meetings.
I still think it should say comply with the code and product approval through plan review and inspection.
Well, we consider that.
I know, and we considered it, and we moved it back, and that's why I have a reservation.
All right, thank you for expressing that. Okay, let's talk about what we're doing. I think we may be ready to move on to the next issue, maybe. It's 12:15, so folks, if you want to break for lunch, or what do you want to do?
I thought you were bringing in sandwiches for us.
Yeah, I heard working lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, working lunch was the idea. So that means if we could go get something quick and bring it back and get back to here. How soon could people realistically get back at the table?
At that line out there? In about an hour?
It's crowded out there?
No, I just know how fast they move in that little place.
Well, it's not my decision. It's y'all's decision. So what do you want to do? Fine with me. Folks, you want to just keep on moving and see if we can get this done? Like,
can you move on? Take five.
We need to check it out or something.
Okay. Let's take, it's 12, be back here at 12:30.
Yeah.
Decide what you want to do. That gives you about 12 minutes.